producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
A good day to get gone.
Getting it all on Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I happen to be Doug Steffen, also known as Dud Lee. Then there's Rich E. And there's Jennifer. And we are here to bring to you, extol, if you will, the values and virtues of what's going on in the world. One of our producing assistants said, don't go back in history. Nobody cares about what happened on this date and blah, 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 blah. I was looking at the history of our country, the annals of America, if you will, Richie.
Yes.
And I saw that on this date in 1861, it was the first meeting of the states that had seceded from the Union. The formation of the Confederate States of America.
Oh, wow.
Took place on this date in 1861.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah. What a holiday.
Yeah, yeah. So in Florida this week, a federal jury awarded $23 million to a 22-year-old black man who was unarmed when he was shot and paralyzed by a sheriff's deputy. Florida lawmakers are going to have to they're going to have to approve the amount of money. So there's a law in Florida: if you get a jury award of more than $200,000, the state has to approve the amount. The jury said this guy deserves $23 million. I'm betting by looking at the lily whiteness of the Florida, not just pretty much everything. There are certain places in Florida where there are a lot of black administrators and people involved in politics, but across the state, not so much. So it'll be interesting to see how this circumstance carries itself through. Now, 3.5 hours of deliberation. Palm Beach County Sheriff Adams Lynn violated the rights of Dontrell Stevens. When he shot him in September, he had stopped Stevens for riding his bicycle in the traffic. Testified he shot him 4 times because he reached for his waistband with his left hand and flashed a dark object that he thought was a gun. He testified he was raising his hands, the youngster raising his hands, when Lynn opened fire for no reason. Video from the dashboard camera in the patrol car showed his left hand was empty and a cell phone was in his right hand. That's why it took him 3 hours to decide, only 3 hours, that he ought to get $23 million from the county of Palm Beach. How do these things, I mean, every day, you can find one of these things somewhere in the country every single day. Was it always, the question comes up frequently, was it always this way and we just now have the news media more sensitized or sensitive or however, whatever word you want to use?
We've got more media and we've got more people, so there's going to be more of everything.
Every day, Richie, there's one of these stories.
Yeah,
Every day.
Hey, listen, remember back in 1970, we had, what, 200 million people in the country?
Mm-hmm.
You got 20 more million people, and you got a 24/7 news cycle.
Why is this going on, though? Why are these people so eager, it would seem? They just, is it that I'm beginning to think that police are really afraid. It isn't just now bad decision-making. It's like the police are afraid. And under the circumstances, I can certainly understand that for any number of reasons, including the overcooking of the stories by the news media.
You
so policemen and police women, they're afraid, and if they don't do it, they get shot. If they do it and the other person doesn't have
anything, career's over.
Their career is over. Yeah, bad place to be. Really is. I understand. Not that I think that. I still think there's got to be better training. Fewer police, better paid, much better training. The
more
governor of Michigan.
So we have less crime.
What's that?
More education, so we have less crime.
Yeah, right.
If these guys
yeah.
didn't have to pull their guns on everybody stealing Swiss or Sweets from a 7-Eleven every week.
Well, this kid was just riding his bike down the street.
Right, yeah.
But when you talk about the bigger problem about crime, it's not even more education. It's really, it's cultural. It's getting people's family back in order, creating, strengthening the family structure.
Absolutely.
But
that's
I think it starts with education. That's chicken or the egg.
Well, it is education in that we ought to understand, first of all, have health education courses so that so many people are not getting pregnant. You realize how often...
They do have health education. My 11-year-old son just took
it. We don't have it. Framingham didn't have it because they were sex ed in it, and they took it out.
In California, they're giving out free condoms to middle school kids.
Yeah, great. There you go.
I mean, seriously, think about your son, Rich. That's your son now, middle school, getting without parents' permission, by the way.
All right, your son comes home with a condom, and he says, Dad, what's this? What do you tell him?
I'm ticked.
I would tell him what it was, and then I would ask, who gave it to you? Let's go there right now.
Go back to school and find out what the story was.
But, yeah, we talk about this all the time when we hear these stories where there's some crazy event at a school. I know my school. They would not do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, but there are some schools that would do it.
There are some that would.
Health education, teaching people what's going on in their bodies. There are so many unexpected and unwanted pregnancies, and our country is becoming almost an epidemic. And it's needless. If you have education,
at least to
know how to prevent these sorts of things.
I might be with you in at the high school level, having condoms available. But having condoms available at the junior high, middle school level, where hormones and weirdness is already, like, taking over your whole body.
Disgusting.
I don't know if this doesn't promote that kind of behavior that these kids shouldn't be playing in quite yet.
Well, I saw something in the back window of a school bus one day. I can't tell you what was going on. But
like
involved,
as an old man or as a young boy?
No, I'm sorry. I was behind the bus. I wasn't in the bus. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in a bus, this kind of stuff nobody would have even thought about it. Or if they had thought about it, they'd be so worried about what might happen if they were caught, they'd never do it. Did we have pregnant girls in high school, seniors? Yep, we sure did. What happened to them? I remember one girl who stayed in school, a couple that I knew who were taken away by their families and went someplace else to have the baby. Imagine that today, what would happen? The school would get involved. There would be all kinds of the people from, what do they call it, social services people. Your daughter's pregnant. What's the story with that? You know, that kind of stuff. Oof. The governor of Michigan, Rick Snyder, one of the biggest boobs in politics, says the state should spend $30 million to pay water bills of Flint residents facing the emergency over the lead contamination of the water supply. In other words, the state should take over paying for the water that they're getting. Now they've gone back to getting it from Detroit.
He's saying Michigan, not Florida.
What'd I say?
No, you just said the state. He's saying
the state of Michigan ought to pay for the problem. What really is going on here is complete ineptness, complete failure of the system to work, and it goes right up to the governor's office and the governor himself. So he's trying to cover his butt. Isn't he up for re-election, I think, next year? If not mistaken, I don't think it's this year, but
Snyder.
He's really the culprit here.
Even if
he didn't directly involve himself in it at the beginning, he's continued to flub it, cover it up, say no, you know, all kinds of things until the water didn't go any further. It stopped. You know the old expression, the buck stops here? Well, the water stopped there. From now on, he said the other day sort of triumphantly, Flint residents will not have to pay for water they cannot drink. Durr, you stupid moron. Is that too critical? I mean, what else can we say about it? I mean, even when you saw him interviewed last Sunday on the news programs, he just sounds like a weak, just namby-pamby guy who's trying to cover his own
butt.
He's
only suggesting that they pay part of their water bills.
Right.
Why would anybody pay a water bill at that point?
I wouldn't pay a nickel for the water there. As a matter of fact, I'd be suing. There'd be a class action lawsuit against the city and the state to get my money back that I'd pay for the water bills. 15 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. In a moment, we take a trip to Japan where Jennifer has found something that will scare you. It's like Halloween all over again. Well, let's fast forward from Halloween to Valentine's Day. It is Valentine's Day this next week. If you'd like to call right now and order GenuCell treatment for bags and puffiness under your eyes or under the eyes of your Valentine loved one, you will simply get double your order free. That's what I said, free. Double the order free. GenuCell, all-natural treatment developed from stem cell technology. It has advanced peptides to get rid of the bags of puffiness around your eyes and under your eyes. Genucel is scent-free, never contains petroleum byproducts or any other pharmaceutical preservatives. And with Genucel's immediate effects, you'll see those amazing results overnight. Nothing to lose but Genucel's proven effectiveness and this incredible deal. They're all backed by the best customer service in the business. So find out for yourself. Call 800-543-9262 and discuss this product with the operator. I want to get Genucel. Will it really work? This has an ironclad 60-day money-back guarantee. You certainly will see the difference in 6 days, never mind 60 days. 800-543-9262. And if you call in the next 20 minutes, you'll also get a free 50% coupon on the entire luxury catalog of these great face products from Chamonix. Get rid of the bags and puffiness. Make your Valentine's Day a younger one this year. Hurry up. Double your order while the supplies last. 800-543-9262 for Genucel. Get rid of the puffiness, the bags, the lines around your eyes fast. 800-543-9262.
Hi, you've reached Burger King. To leave a message, press 1.
Burger King? Listen, I've been an idea guy. Like croutons, I thought of that. I got a great idea to make your burgers better. Two words, buttery sauce. Because that makes everything taste better. You with me?
Sounds good. It's almost as good as the new extra-long buttery cheeseburger from Burger King. Two beef patties topped with veggies and a rich buttery sauce on a toasted bun. Now just two for $5. Or mix and match with the flame-grilled chicken burger. Part of the two for $5 deal. The new extra-long buttery cheeseburger. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed back.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your doctor, I'm going to give it to you straight. You have a severe case of gustatory horripilation aneurysis, and you need to choose between a cystoplastic volantate treatment or orthostatic muscae surgery. I'll give you a second to think it over, but we'll need an answer right away. It's bad.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax's Smart Look feature gives you on-screen assistance to help answer your questions so you're never on your own. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
Valentine's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. One dozen gorgeous assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for just $19.99. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings, plus pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. But hurry, this incredible offer expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4747. That's code 4747.
All right, so Jen, the story from Japan of taxi drivers and who they're picking up, this seems weird.
This is really, really crazy. So taxi drivers in Japan are saying that they picked up ghosts of victims of the 2011 tsunami. That big one killed a lot of people. And this isn't just one driver that's saying it, Doug. It's not two drivers. It's seven drivers that have claimed passengers entered their vehicle only to vanish into thin air before they reached their destination. One driver even described a young woman's outfit, said she was dressed in a coat, climbing into his cab, telling him where she wanted to go. And in response, the driver noted that that area was almost empty and asked her if she was sure she wanted to go there. The woman replied in a trembling voice, and I have goosebumps too. Have I died?
Mm-hmm.
When the driver turned around to look at her, no one was there. Crazy. Ooh. Nobody
goosebumps? But listen, I mean, if it happened one or two, you'd say, guy's kind of weird.
But seven?
All of these? People dying and then coming back to life.
Or maybe just not crossing over. You know, they died in a traumatic way.
Yeah, that could be. All those things are possible in this world. 21 after on Good Day.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Portion of every hour, the Good Day program presents different bits and pieces of music that have been important to you in your life. Some stories attached to them, and sometimes we just go through the numbers. For example, here, next few minutes devoted to the top five songs from this week in 1995, starting with John Bon Jovi and a song called Always that was number five this week in 1995. So what do we remember, Jen, about this song?
I remember that this was huge the year I was graduating from high school. It was like monster hit time.
Good, because I don't remember it at all.
You don't remember it?
Nah. And I was a Bon Jovi fan, yeah.
Has he been doing more acting lately than singing?
Nah, they still tour all the time.
They do?
Yeah.
He's not a bad actor, though.
No, he's not. He also owns an arena football team.
Yeah.
The Philly team.
Does he?
Yeah, in Philly.
Okay, number five, anyway, John Bon Jovi, Always. Number four belongs to Miss Madonna.
I've always been
Take a bow.
Yeah, this was the one, wasn't this the bull, video had the matador in it, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think you're right.
You don't remember it?
No, Richie, you can crank it up, it's okay. Got such a broad range. I think that's one of the things I respect about her as much as anything else. The fact that she's lasted, 30 years? Hasn't she been in front of us for 30 years?
Yeah, constantly reinvents herself.
Smart. All right, so Madonna number four, this week 1995, reviewing number three by Rio McCoy called Another Night. Remember the name of the group? Sure remember the song, though. Crank it up, Richie. I like this. Whatever this effect is. Yeah, I've always have liked this.
It's true.
You're a techno guy, Dougie.
Yeah, that's me.
I can see you out on the dance floor to this.
Clubbing it.
We were, this seminar we went to this past weekend, we were dancing a couple of times. Neither one of us are any good at it.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah, right.
That would be funny.
All right, so number two, this week, 1995, belongs to Boys to Men. Another great pop song. Bended Knee. This is good. A lot of these sorts of hits, sure. All right, Jazzmatazz time now. Number one for this week in 1995, TLC's Creep. All right, Jennifer, take it away.
TLC, again, they probably these three ladies, along with Boys to Men, were like it when I was in high school. TLC was three girls. One of them just died at the in the end, late 90s, Lisa Left Eye Lopez. But the two, Chili and T-Boz, they still travel. I actually saw them in concert like 2 years ago, maybe, and they still do a great job, still in their 40s, and they're dancing just like they used to. Really good stuff.
So the L stood for the second
yeah,
member
each
who
of their
died.
Names. T-Boz, yeah. Left Eye, Lisa
do
Left Eye
like
Lopez,
that,
and Chili.
That Jackson 5 thing where they put her on a puppet on a stick and see
no, but
them.
They do holograms, actually. And
they
there's
do.
A few, yeah, they, there's a yeah. couple of songs where they actually let her tracks run.
Actually, do the puppet show. Put her on the stick.
Number one was TLC's Creep. Number two, Boys to Men on Bended Knee. Number three, Real McCoy in Another Night. Number four, Madonna, Take a Bow. Number five, Bon Jovi's Always. Top five songs this week, 1995 on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Rod Nordland is an international correspondent at large for the New York Times and just released a new book, The Lovers, Afghanistan's Romeo and Juliet. The true story of how they defied their families and escaped an honor killing is a riveting story that puts a human face of the ongoing debate about women's rights in the Middle East. We spoke with him about the book.
I wasn't worried about writing about them and exposing them to public view because they were dead people. You know, when I came across them, their situation was untenable. And it was, and everybody recognized that. The women's ministry people recognized it. They recognized it. And that's why they were willing to talk to a journalist, particularly her talking to a journalist. Not only talking to a journalist, but also accepting to be photographed, which is something that, you know, is forbidden for young women in Afghanistan almost entirely. And they did that knowing that they basically had nothing to lose, that sooner or later her family would get her out of the shelter and then they would kill her, or they would find Ali, you know, who wasn't in the shelter, and they would kill him. And it was just a matter of time. So, you know, bringing a lot of publicity to bear on them was only going to help their case potentially, or it certainly wasn't going to make it worse. And I think that did happen to some degree, but it didn't happen the way we hoped it would, and certainly not to the degree that we hoped it would.
That's author Rod Nordland on his new book, The Lovers, Afghanistan's Romeo and Juliet. The true story of how they defied their families and escaped an honor killing, which has just been released. Insight Daily Radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray woodlook tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program with our own unique style. I'm Doug Steffen, unique. Jennifer Horn is unique. Rich McFadden is unique. And we are here working over what's going on. I want to thank the folks listening to our new affiliate, KRAB, in...
Crab.
Crab, I love it. Being a Maryland guy, I love it.
Oh, my God.
That's fantastic. Little Old Bay.
Beer. Boom. Ready.
Oh, my
Bring
God.
It.
All right. So there has been, I don't want to go off on this much. It's only because it sort of jumps out at you when you're looking around this morning to see all of the hoopla that the news media is making about Hillary Clinton. I'm not an apologist for her by any stretch of the imagination. I used to think that I would vote for her under certain circumstances, but I can't imagine now me voting for her.
What was it that switched it for you? Because you used to be really rah-rah-rah.
And Hillary, you knew about most of this stuff.
I don't know. I think she just, it's too much of the same old thing. We really need a radical change. And you listen to her, and you go into the audio from some of the debates, especially the one this week, that this makes her sound harsh, and there's no real new idea here. Bernie Sanders has at least some new ideas. When I look at Mrs. Clinton, I see this. I see the same old, same old. I see the past. I see something is better than what we have now, but can't we really go for, excuse me, for greatness? I'm just hoping that Bloomberg will run. That's it. And if Trump runs, I know you do. But you don't really understand what he's all about.
You don't get it. Thank you.
Right, you don't get it.
Apparently not.
All right. So the State Department has been looking around apparently at the urging of some of the apologists, and I'm not sure that Obama's not involved in this himself, so that they can sort of put the wall up, the protection wall against Mrs. Clinton, the emails, classified information sent on the personal email accounts of Colin Powell, Condoleezza Rice. Both of those worked for George Bush, so they can go back.
Saying,
this is
that all of these guys have all used private email addresses in the past,
right.
that Hillary wasn't the first one to do that, which is true. However, the law changed, I believe,
right.
in 2008 or 9 that said, hey, for security reasons, because, look, hacking wasn't something we knew about 10 years ago. You know, because of hacking, because of security reasons, we have to right. switch everybody to a .gov email address. And so that's mm-hmm. the issue, is that there's actually a rule in place. Before, there wasn't a rule. It was suggested you used a .gov, but you didn't have to. Now it's a rule that government employees use a .gov address because of safety concerns.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is that. Let's take that one step further, okay? Let's think about how we would be concerned about our own safety. This is not about the government. This is about you and how you conduct your business. Because as I listen to all these stories and I think more and more, okay, how much of my information is being exposed and who could get at it? And at this point in the year, many people are doing their taxes. And many of the folks, many of you have these various programs you keep on your computer and you do all the rest of your business. So some hacker decides he wants to get in to your email or into your computer, and he can see or she can see all of this. And by the way, this has become very sexist. Most of the time we refer to hackers as he. How do you know there aren't as many women hackers as there are male hackers? Why is it that the hackers always are identified as men?
Because they're the weird dudes in
yeah.
someone's basement.
Yeah, you'll see a lot of women sitting in their mother's basement drinking Mountain Dew and, you know.
Okay. Anyway, back to the premise here. If you're working on your tax return as a taxpayer and you're doing a lot of the work online, how do you know you're safe and secure? The feds say when you, because they won't even take a return now unless it's filed electronically, right? I don't think you can send. Can you send your tax return in? I think most all of them are done electronically. I know mine has been done electronically
almost
for years.
Almost all e-file, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I think you still can.
Well, one would hope, because there are people who don't have. There are still people around that don't have email addresses.
But that's why you have
computers.
To go to, like, you can go to a place like H&R Block, and they,
yeah.
I think by
for
law,
free.
Have to e-file
yeah.
for you if you just
yeah.
hand them your paperwork.
Right. But a lot of people don't want to do the you know, these companies doing better and better all the time every year. What is it? Jackson Hewitt, H&R Block. Those are the two big ones, but I know there are half a dozen, and each locality has some CPA who specialize in this sort of thing, and they do well. The point I'm trying to make here is tax identity theft is more prominent, obviously, right now because more people are working on their return. But you can, there even are hackers, apparently, that can get into the IRS and hack into your file.
Been done before.
Yeah, but
I mean, that's what's so silly about this is why wouldn't you give yourself the best shot at protection? I mean, not that people can't steal your tax return out of the mail. I mean, that happens too. There's lots of ways to steal things, but when you're a government employee and you know the Russians and the Chinese want to get into your business and see where your spies are and see what exactly you're up to, I mean, you got to take every precaution that you can.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen these young ladies who are going around touting their Trump tattoos? Have you seen that? You've got to have seen that.
I have not.
I've
seen the girl on social media who calls herself the Trump, you know, replace the U with an A.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I don't know about that. I'm just looking at a couple of these tattoos on young ladies. It sort of reminds me, the individuals who get involved in supporting these various candidates, it's like Roberta following Bruce Springsteen everywhere. You
yeah.
get into these
They're
things.
They're rock
they
stars.
Almost,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do. And they follow these people wherever they go or they come
Bernie's
up with these.
Bernie's got a crowd like that,
yes,
too.
Yes, he does.
Not just Trump. Bernie's
right.
got all these young people just loving yeah. him, feeling
but
the burn.
Do others, like, is there a Rubio fan club? Is there a Cruz fan club
I can't
like
imagine
this?
Those are as intense. It's sort of the fringe fringy people. You know, it's the Trumps, it's the Sanders that would get those kind of people, I would imagine. I mean, I can't see a ton of Hillary tattoos following her around on the road. Can you?
I'd get one of those.
You want a Hillary tattoo, Rich? I'll pay for it if you get it.
What about Hillary if she had tattoos on her legs? What do you think?
You wouldn't know. She always wears pantsuits. Have you ever seen her legs? I mean, I don't think I have.
I don't know if I want to answer that.
Uh-oh.
All right, here's David calling 888-50. What's the number? 302-3684. David, hi. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, I was just listening to your show, and I was just going to let you know I still mail my taxes in. I just mailed them in yesterday, in fact.
Yeah. And so you have not the same worry. Do you do the forms online and print them out, or do you just actually do by hand, fill out the forms?
Well, until a couple of years ago, I was actually doing it all by hand, and then I started using TurboTax, but I just download it. I do it on my computer, print them out, and mail them in.
So do you go to the post office and give them the...
Yes.
So you don't put it in your mailbox and
no.
and let it sit there
and
for 24 hours?
I send a certified mail just so I know, I get a notice that I know they received it.
Smart. Yeah. He may be the smartest one in the bunch.
Yes, he may be. All right, David, you get the Smart Guy of the Day award from Good Day, all right?
Hey, I like that. Thanks.
Good job.
Take good care.
Dave.
Thank you. Jennifer, did you see the admission George Clooney made as to how horribly he proposed to his wife?
I didn't, you know, I know he was on Ellen, and I know that they were playing the I Never game with Rihanna, and I know he said he proposed, and it took her 25 minutes to respond, but I didn't see exactly what went wrong with the proposal. I can't imagine his would go easily. I mean, he was a confirmed bachelor for years and years.
He said that he told Ellen that he plotted the whole thing out. He had a ring hidden behind her. He had music playing, but they hadn't discussed the proposal beforehand. She didn't react, as you're suggesting, the way he thought that she would. But then ultimately she did. I find him and the fact that he is as thrilling to some people as he is, he's an interesting character, good actor. But what makes him so special? What is there about him as his career has unfolded?
He's hot.
Oh, come on. How is he
is
hotter
so
than me
handsome.
Or Rich?
Oh, okay.
What do you mean, no?
You guys
you're telling us that we're not handsome?
No, I'm saying you're both handsome men.
Yeah.
And I mean that, truly.
Thank you.
George Clooney is sort of like above handsome. Like, look, if you said that Kate Upton was hot, I wouldn't think that you're saying, hey, Jen, you're not pretty. We only like Kate Upton. No, I would say Kate Upton is like above 10 on the Richter scale. Like, she is that smoking hot that she's like outclasses people. You know what I mean? And that's how it is with George Clooney. He's kind of got that. And, you know, it's something you should embrace, Dougie, because it's what you and Rich have, too. It's not this crazy, dirty-looking, weird attractiveness that some people have. He actually looks like a classy guy who, when he puts on a suit, he's attractive. Yeah, he dresses up. He looks good. He's not gross. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of gross people that girls in their 20s now find attractive. George Clooney is like that classic
why do women,
style
the
of elegance.
Question always comes up, why do women like bad guys?
See how she's trying to make us feel good though, Doug?
Yeah, Rich.
It's like you and Rich have.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Here's Tiffington who writes in, George, I think that you are reaching. You married, this is the some of the other comments I'm looking online at Twitter. He married a seemingly exceptional woman. He waited for the right one. Good for him. But people get themselves, I'm looking at all the Facebook comments here that people have plugged in. It just is amazing that people get so worked up about these sorts of things, or so involved, or so interested in George Clooney and his wife, who, by the way, looks like she needs a hamburger.
She tamed him. I mean, that's the bottom line, is that she tamed him. Think about if you're Stacey Keibler, how terrible you must feel because you were with George Clooney for years and he wouldn't marry you, and then he's with this woman for like 6 months and he's got a ring on her finger. I mean,
And it's like 25 minutes. And I literally said, look, I hope the answer is yes, but I need an answer because, you know, I'm 52 and I could throw out my hip pretty soon.
44 past the hour on Good Day.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray wood look tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your doctor, I'm going to give it to you straight. You have a severe case of gustatory horripilation and enuresis, and you need to choose between a cystoplastic volantate treatment or orthostatic muscae surgery. I'll give you a second to think it over, but we'll need an answer right away. It's bad.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax's Smart Look feature gives you on-screen assistance to help answer your questions so you're never on your own. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
60 Seconds to a Better Life. You're listening to Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Tired of people pushing your buttons? Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith says, realizing you have them is the first step.
As we journey through life, the typical reaction is there is a trigger. The trigger produces an impulse, and the impulse leads to behavior. If we can change the cycle a little so there is a trigger, it still will produce an impulse. But we have an awareness of what's going on around us. Then we realize we have a choice. Then we exhibit the behavior. And if you can just get to that level of awareness and choice, 80-90% of the time, we'll probably come up with a good solution.
When it feels like the whole world is working against you, it's good to know you have an ally. Doing What Works is here to help you to overcome and succeed. That's our job, and we love doing it for you in big and little ways every day. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
Ace has the lighting options you want and the answers you need. Right now, four packs of Fight Warm White 60-watt LED bulbs are just $10.99 each after $12 instant savings. Stop by your neighborhood Ace today and save over 50% on four packs of our longest-lasting LED bulbs, now just $10.99 each.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace Rewards members get savings instantly in store. Offer valid on SKU 3516317 now through 229 at participating stores. Store stock only. See store for details.
All right, 48 minutes after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. So Jennifer, as she always is very adept at finding out what's going on in the real lives of real people. So now she wants to bring us around to an idea that we hope is not imported into America from Italy. What happens if women don't keep the house clean?
Yeah, this one, it's got women everywhere screaming at their radios right now and pulling their hair out. There's a husband from the Lazio region of Italy that is actually taking his own wife to court this week, alleging that she does not perform enough housework. Her failure to clean has led what he calls a mistreatment of the family. And as a result, he and his family have been forced to live in conditions with poor hygiene for the past 2 years. He argues that food, which could have been used, has gone to waste. He's even been kicked out of his own bedroom, and he feels insulted. He says, this has got to stop. Failure to complete housework, obviously not a crime in Italy, but negligence is. And if convicted, this woman could spend anywhere from 2 to 6 years in jail. She's 40 years old. And this story is unbelievable, Dougie. Can you imagine why or how a man would just sit in his own filth and just be mad at his wife and not actually take the steps to change his own situation?
Yes, I can. I think there are a lot of men who just living in the old world, and they expect everything to be done for them as they are titular heads of the family. So I'm sitting here,
head of the family. Come on.
All right, so I want to spend a moment talking about the Zika virus and an email that I got that I think summarizes this situation, at least as far as I'm concerned, to a T. Richie, you know Dr. Bruce Shanahoff. Jennifer, you do.
Yep.
He's participated in many things on this program. He says this is a bunch of hysteria over nothing. Zika was first isolated in 1947. There were no reported cases of anything until 2015. The correlation doesn't prove causation in this case. If there is any correlation to be made, it's that Brazil started vaccinating pregnant women with some kind of vaccine, DTaP, it's called. I don't know what that does in 2014. Aluminum which is in all vaccines, is a neurotoxin. That's the more likely correlation. In other words, Zika isn't causing the problem. He's suggesting it's the vaccine that now American companies are so eager to come up with a quote-unquote solution to this problem with a new vaccine. He says that the vaccines have aluminum in them, and that causes Alzheimer's, dementia, and all kinds of other problems. And that could be the reason that the heads on these babies are malformed. What do you think of that?
It'll be interesting to watch this over the next few months and see how it plays out when women actually start giving birth.
There are 50 different varieties of mosquitoes just in places like Montana. Imagine how hard it's going to be to track these mosquitoes down. 51 after on Good Day.
Come here, mosquito.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The focus on the legality of some of the things that are in the top list of talk radio topics this week is why we have Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with us. Steve is a noted attorney, a professor of law, and someone who always has an intelligent answer to any question I ever ask him. So let's get at it to find out what the legal ramifications are. Yeah, thanks for underscoring how right I am about you.
There you go.
Bill Cosby case and the continuing focus on this, new wrinkles legally this week. We keep asking the question, because I suppose that's what people want to know, what's going to happen to him? Ultimately, the criminal side of it now is showing up, and so it could be that he has problems both criminally and civilly.
Oh yeah, quite definitely. He took a real hit in Pennsylvania this week because what he had argued was that there was an agreement between the previous district attorney and his counsel at the time, and that a civil action was going to be brought by the woman who settled with him from Temple University and is the basis of this present criminal suit, complaint that the DA said they would not bring a case against him. And so now what he's trying to do is his lawyers were trying to hold the new district attorney to that agreement. However, on the stand, that agreement didn't seem to be too much of an agreement, including a provision within the agreement that said that the district attorney could, quote, reconsider this decision should the need arise. In addition, the judge wasn't terribly sympathetic when they were talking about the agreement because it came in the form of a letter, and so how binding is it? And the judge said if he had wanted to make this binding, he could have filed this in quid the court had it been a court document. So this was a big one. This was a big loss for Cosby. If he had been able to say he had been given immunity, that the district attorney's office had given him this immunity, and as a result of which he waived his Fifth Amendment rights, which he wouldn't have had in the civil suit, he would have been in a good position. But this doesn't mean it's a slam dunk case. It's an old case. It's they're going to be issues. But for now, Cosby took a hit.
All right. One of the other top topics this week, a focus on women and whether they should be required to sign up when they're 18 as men are. I'm surprised this hasn't been brought forth before in terms of all the equality that we talk about in our country all the time. Women want to be treated the same as men. So there could have been any point in time some kind of a lawsuit, what do they call it when everybody gets together?
Class action.
Class action.
Yeah,
lawsuit.
You know, it is kind of interesting because we do not have a draft. We haven't had one since the military draft, since the Vietnam War. However, young men are required to register for a draft should there ever be one in the future. And so the argument that it is sexually discriminatory not to have women sign up, I think is a substantial one, and it doesn't even get into further issues of positions of women in combat or whatever, but it does have to do with obligations of citizenship. So this is one that, as it goes forward, I don't think there's going to be a draft reinstituted, so it'll be much ado about nothing, but I do think that the women will be required to register.
It's a symbol. Much of anything else. Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
Next, number four on the countdown this week is a focus on Flint, the water situation there. The governor says people won't have to pay all of their water bill. Why should they pay any of it? I'd be another class action lawsuit here. I'd be suing the hell out of the city, the county, the state, anybody that was breathing that had anything to do with this.
Yeah, this is a little bit of a brain dead kind of moment for the government officials saying you only have to pay part of your water bill. I mean, what happened there was outrageous. I do think it does border on criminal charges, and certainly I do think it warrants a grand jury investigation because this is more than just political figures not doing their job as well as they could, and you can't really sue them for that. But this really gets onto malfeasance, and I'd love to see some criminal complaints brought.
Yeah, can you imagine if we sued all the politicians and bureaucrats who didn't do their job? There wouldn't be anything else in the court system.
We used to be able to, and then it started to be such a mess they took away our rights.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, out in the street, protesting in the street. We need more of that. Let's return to those thrilling days of yesteryear. Stephen J.J. Wiseman helping us out here. Thank you, Steve. 59 past the hour. Here I'm Doug Steffen.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.